AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh just hours before President Biden arrived there to push an infrastructure bill that includes money to fix bridges. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Authorities say there are minor injuries, but no deaths after the two-lane bridge came down. Rescuers were rappelling nearly 150 feet into a creek, while others formed a human chain to aid passengers on a dangling bus. The steel span was built in 1970, and the Transportation Department lists its overall condition as poor. The collapse underscores the president's calls to improve or rebuild the nation's crumbling roads and bridges. He was already scheduled to appear just 2 miles from the collapse site. The White House says the visit is still on. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of police officers lined the pews at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York to honor Officer Jason Rivera, who was gunned down with his partner last week in an ambush. Mayor Eric Adams spoke to Rivera's family.
It's taking a physical transformation into the spiritual realm. We know he's always with us. And this city will become a better place because of his sacrifice.
Adams is a retired police captain. Rivera was 22, was recently married, and barely into his second year of service on the New York City force. Officer Wilbert Mora was also killed. Officers in Tennessee repeatedly pleaded with a man who stopped traffic on an interstate to drop a box cutter and surrender. Instead, after more than a half hour, he suddenly pulled another shiny object from his pocket and pointed at police like he was ready to shoot. That's when 9 officers opened fire, killing him on Interstate 65. Russia's top diplomat says Moscow will not start a war in Ukraine, but warned it wouldn't allow the West to trample on its security interests. Stocks have been wobbling in morning trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Investors are being drawn to El Salvador and the perks of Bitcoin. 4 months ago, El Salvador adopted Bitcoin as its legal tender alongside the U.S. dollar. The perks include no property tax and no capital gains tax. Wayne Gregory from San Francisco is one of the first investors to use Bitcoin to buy a 16-acre property at a beach outside San Salvador.
We went to the attorney's office to finalize the transaction. The sellers were there. I was there, the attorneys. And the documents were signed, and then I transferred the Bitcoin over to their wallet.
Once the sale was completed,
we all watched it go into the wallet, and we all, hugged and clapped and went out and had a couple bottles of wine.
But there are warnings. Bitcoin is unsuitable as legal tender.
No puede ser para operaciones.
Economist Luis Membrino says Bitcoin is an asset like a stock or a bond that has risks, but it cannot be used for daily operations because the volatility is too high. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.